Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, cruise lines get serious about upgrading their Wi-Fi services on board, and American Airlines joins the no-frills fares, say that three times fast, race. We'll tell you if it's good or bad news for travelers.
Stay tuned at 3:15 when we're joined by Clayton Whitehead for one of our travel roundtables. Get the opinions of experts, my friends, right here on a variety of travel topics.
If his microphone is on at 3:35, you are the stars of the show. Call in and help us figure out your travel personality. Everyone wins a prize. We'll need four contestants. Listen for your signal to call in.
Mark saves the best for last at 3:55 with an adult segment for the program.
Adult segment?
Yes. It says here that you're going to talk about smuggling sex toys through the airport in an app that helps you join the Mile High Club. You know, the adult segment.
I'm just trying to make people smarter travelers.
Sex toys?
No further comment. You have to listen to the program. It's a sort of rainy Sunday in Sacramento, and as you can tell, we're having fun. Thank you for listening to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It is the Travel Guys on KFBK. A little extra odd today. I think maybe it's the weather.
It's leftover from Halloween.
Mark and Tom, we're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, did you have a busy trick-or-treaters at your place?
I live in a gated community, so no. They had a party for the kids, and I just flew in the afternoon. Actually, we lock all the children down at night where I live.
Well, we had a good crowd, about 55, and you know, pretty much every kind of creature, character.
I see you were showing me a picture on the phone there of one of your lovely daughters.
Yeah, we
ought
to put this on at travelguysradio.com. This is my daughter,
but
Amanda, and her husband, Jacob. I asked Mark and Clayton if they had seen the movie Mars Attack. Anyway, they're characters from Mars Attack, and
which really doesn't
job.
Matter because you can't see the picture because we didn't post it at travelguysradio.com.
You're right.
Where you'll find everything else with the program today. And you've got your AAA card out.
I do have my AAA card out. It's a significant part of the show. And that without this AAA card a little bit later on, I will not be able to go home on the travel show.
A disease has struck the Travel Guys this weekend.
Yes,
because last night I locked myself out of my car.
Yes.
And then today did the same thing. So
yeah, but it's your fault. You startled me as I was getting out of my car. And therefore, I left the keys in. And
these things happen as you get up in years.
Yeah, my car is so old that it doesn't have any beep, beep, beep. Your keys are still in the ignition, sir.
Uh-huh. So, all right.
Anyway. All right. We have a fun show ahead, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started with what we do at the top of every Travel Guy show. We play a piece of Huey Lewis in the news music. Oh, and
Travel news. I wonder if people pick up on that. Huey Lewis and the news and the travel news.
You know, I never thought of that. Yeah,
you never thought of that? Yeah, I didn't realize it until just a few weeks ago myself. All right, anyways, here we go. American Airlines is challenging Spirit Airlines by adding their names to the list of no-frills airfares. I'm not going to go into great detail on this because we've talked about it before on this program, but carriers, really ultra-low-fare carriers like Spirit and Frontier that don't serve Sacramento and Allegiant, which serves Stockton, have fares that sometimes don't include anything besides stepping onto the airplane naked. So it's a good idea to really, really, really be careful when it comes to when you see that no-frills fare. If that's what you can afford, then that's fine. But just know that everything except your socks are extra when you dip into that category.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to wear something frilly.
No.
No frills.
No frills, exactly.
Yeah. Is that you don't get a seat, nothing, huh?
Moving right along. Speaking of Allegiant, no, you do not. You get a seat. Ultimately, you get a seat, but you're going to sit in a middle seat, basically, in the back of the plane is what
it
means.
Or you could get bumped.
Or you're going to be one of the first people. Yes, you're going to be the first people to get bumped. When you go to the airport and you don't have a seat assignment, that means you're one of the first people to get bumped. So when they ask for volunteers, always volunteer if you don't have a seating assignment. Because that's one less person they have to put on the plane, and they're perfectly happy to pay you off. So just something to know.
There you go.
The FAA is speaking of Allegiant Airlines, is taking a long look at Allegiant. The FAA has intensified its focus on the carrier's flight operations and aircraft maintenance programs. Legion had to abort a takeoff from Las Vegas in August. It was later discovered that a bolt in the tail had come loose. Allegiant has had their share of problems, which we have documented on this program. So if you fly with Allegiant, be careful. Austin Airport had some problems over the weekend with flooding, and it has literally knocked out. And I looked this up today. It's still going on today. There's been 24 flights canceled in Austin today and another 57 delayed. So that's 45-50% of the flights going to Austin. So if you're flying to Austin in the next couple of days, the weather knocked out the air traffic control tower and their radar approach. Wow. So the Houston is helping them and they're getting it set back up. But if you're flying to Austin in the next couple of days, make sure you double and triple check before you
take off. And if you're flying out of Austin, well, take a look at my T-shirt, Mark.
It says 6th Street Rocks, Austin, Texas, and has a bunch of guitars on the back.
So yeah, if you're stuck in Austin, 6th Street.
It's better than being stuck in Lodi. I didn't mean that. I mean, why would I say something
because
like that?
Because of that stupid
Because of the song,
yeah.
Stuck in Lodi again.
It's a
yeah,
great
Credence.
Place.
Actually, it's a great song, too. All right, Spirit Airlines, speak of the devil here. The Spirit CEO says, good news for airline passengers. There are more seats chasing fewer passengers. Air travel passenger numbers are down slightly year over year, but airlines have not been able to resist the temptation to add new service, sometimes overlapping service with other carriers, which means more seats and fewer passengers, which is much as lower fuel prices, says the Spirit Air CEO, is holding down airfares for all of us. United is testing new boarding area models at O'Hare Airport. You know how United starts boarding, and if you fly United, Clayton would know this, everybody starts hunkering down and ponying up and getting in line and stuff, because you got to be at the front of your group is kind of important, especially if you've got carry-on stuff. So United is trying to create a system where people don't feel like they have to protect their space. Mm-hmm. If you're flying to O'Hare Airport, they're testing it at three gates there in the B concourse. Frontier Airlines speak. Why is this all stuff about airlines? This isn't even worth mentioning. Frontier doesn't fly here. Cruise lines are finally improving their Wi-Fi service. Carnival Airlines has announced that they are going to create the industry's largest Wi-Fi service on the open seas, and Royal Caribbean has done the same. Regent Seven Seas, which is owned by Norwegian, is enhancing its tech system across all four of its ships. So Wi-Fi is going to be cheaper and a little bit more dependable on the high seas sometime in, give it a year or so, I would. And that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK. We're going to be doing a little travel guys roundtable. I haven't done this in a while. We're going to go around the table here, and we're going to talk with Clayton Whitehead and Mark Hoffman particularly, who spend a lot of time on the road, know a lot about the ins and outs of travel, got some stuff that's going to certainly make you a smarter traveler.
And we're going to tell you what not to touch on an airplane, besides the flight attendant.
Okay, all right. let's fire up a piece of music here, Mark, just in honor of you. A little... We're all here. We go. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
Oh,
Stuck
Lord.
In Lodi.
Stuck in Lodi.
We'll be back. We are the Travel Guys.
I sit out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a party.
Yeah, I was born a rambling man, and I remain a rambling man. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman on my left, Clayton Whitehead, immediately, directly across. He's been manicuring his fingernails for about the last. Are you done, Clayton?
I'm done. Thank you.
We should tell people that everything that we talk about on this radio program today, including links to some of the things that were mentioned in the previous news segment and other interesting things, including how to smuggle sex toys through the airport, can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Yes. Okay. It is. I can hardly wait to end my career
in the
last 15
minutes of the show.
Probably another
30 minutes from now.
Okay. As we promised, it's roundtable time, meaning that we're going to make you a smarter traveler.
Welcome, Mr. Clayton.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. And can I start the roundtable?
You can.
Thank you. For those of you who can see into our studio right now, I have a pair of...
What in the world?
Ex officio quick-drying underwear hanging on my microphone boom to remind me to give a shout-out to our good friends at Holloway Travel Outfitters.
Did you get those at John's place?
I did.
What do they do?
They quick-dry.
So what does that
mean? While you're wearing them or while you're not wearing them?
Yeah, probably best to take them off. The package says all you need are two pairs, And you can wash them at night before you go to bed. And then using your all-important clothespins, hang them to the side of your bed, and they'll be dry and ready to go the next day.
You see, this reaffirms what I told Tom a ways back when I brought my 17-day underwear into the studio, that you literally can.
17 days. Two pair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was on last week talking about my trip to Spain, and I forgot to shout out to John, who helped me so much with all my... My equipment.
That would be John Holloway at Travel Outfitters over there, his new store over on Howe Avenue, just across from Harold Ford.
Mm-hmm. I got my backpack from him, my quick dry towel, my sleep sack.
This is going to sound like we're kissing up to John, but really he doesn't pay us anything for this. But the truth of the matter is that you can find more unique travel stuff in his store. It's just fun if you're going on a trip or something like Clayton was going on a long walk. So you go there and see what might be available to you. And they have a website too, packinglight.net, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's
.com.
.com, okay. And so for people who, you know, they like to compare prices and stuff, their prices are really very competitive for a small family-owned store, really very competitive.
And a discount to all sports leisure travelers.
That's very true. Let's see. What have I got here? I've got some lists here. 10 things you should never touch on a plane.
Okay.
So what do you think, guys?
Well, you know...
What would you not touch on an airplane?
Pretty much everything. You know, anything.
But you have to touch a mark. You know, I mean, you have to put your arm on the rest. You have to open your tray table. You have to buckle your seat.
You've just violated 3 of the 10 right there.
Well, what choice do you have? Well, now, I see an increasing number of people traveling with, like, the little baby wipes, you know, little antiseptic cloths or whatever.
I just wanted to point out my wife is, she figured it out, and she does. She brings her sanitary wipes. Now, we'll wipe down the main things. Number one, the tray in front of you, because
the tray table. Let's just talk about that for a second. Travel Mass microbiologists found that those seatback tray tables contain 2,155 colony-forming units of bacteria per square inch. I don't know.
Wow,
that sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot. I don't know if it is or not, but anyway. Yeah. Meanwhile, you wanted to mention the tray tables.
Right, right. Either you're collecting pets there, or you wipe them off with a disinfect, and you're good to go. And then I do the armrest.
Uh huh.
In the shared armrests.
Okay.
And, you know, I haven't really thought about wiping down the seat belt.
The seat belt, because everybody touches it, of course. And then, of course, the other thing is the overhead air vent.
Yeah.
And the light for the steward, for the flight attendant. Oh, God, I almost said that. The light for the flight attendant, that's something that's on this list of 10 here. Window shades, because they don't. These are things, you know, that don't normally get cleaned. The floor, the prime place for all of our dead cells to fall and accumulate. We've created the flip-flop generation, and flip-flops are an avenue to dump dead skin cells in the environment. So you drop a piece of food on the floor, the airplane might be a good place to suspend the 5-second rule.
No kidding.
Your luggage. Your luggage takes bacteria and stuff with you, so it wouldn't hurt when you got home to spray your luggage down. I know that. Clayton, do you ever spray your luggage down when you get home?
With Lysol.
Yeah. See. Okay. So see, there's somebody who does something.
And I put it out in the sun. And sun a bit.
You don't. Yeah. And the in-flight entertainment systems, you know, where the screen and stuff like that, you don't think anybody's ever touched that screen ever before.
No, boy.
And you think they wipe that down every night. So, you know, yeah, basically, Clayton is right. You have to touch some of this stuff.
So I go through all the work of cleaning my tray table, you know, and my armrest and getting that all ready to go. They bring me my snacks and my, you know, and I'm eating my peanuts, and then I take my hand and I reach up and I adjust my air vent.
Now you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. All the purpose of sanitizing anything.
You're basically going to die.
We must be on a really fancy airline if they gave you peanuts.
Oh, yeah. That's Southwest. That's top of the line. Yeah.
It's the only airline to fly. All of us idiots who fight over those seats in first class, and now the airline sells them for $59 out from underneath us. So it's like, what is the point? Anyway, more and more people that I talk to are just happy flying Southwest. It's a good airline. They don't mess with your mind. It's, you know, people don't line up 30 minutes before they board the airplane at Southwest. They wait until they call the numbers, and then, like civil people, they go over and get the
group A.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. What else? Mr. Clayton, do you Uber?
I have Ubered both in Sacramento and in Savannah.
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
I do. I must confess, I haven't tried Lyft yet. We don't have that in Savannah, and it's when I'm back home that I primarily need a ride to and from airports and things.
Mark, you?
I have. Okay. I have five or six times. I have hesitated to do it sometimes because it's like, you know, if you need a car at 4:15 in the morning to go to the airport to catch a 6 o'clock flight, You're going to wait until 4 o'clock in the morning to summon a car? What if a car isn't available? You know, I mean, that's kind of... I rode in a Sacramento airport taxi cab yesterday. Got in. My car was at the Amtrak depot because I had left, like the good travel professional I am, I booked a flight out of San Francisco instead of Sacramento by accident. We already had this discussion. And so I had to get to San Francisco, and I wanted to leave my car here so it would be here when I got back. So I left it at Amtrak because it's 10 bucks a day instead of 13 at the airport, and took a cab when I got back. So, and the cab driver, boy, that he was, talk about bitter over about Uber. Oh, my goodness. I asked him, so how's business? Are the ride-sharing companies hurting you? And, man, talk about opening up a can of worms there.
Mm-hmm.
He had all kinds of things to say, most of which you can't repeat here on the air. But I will say this, his cab was sparkling clean. I mean, it looked like a brand new car. And it had no smells or anything. He was a good, safe driver. There's a flat rate from the airport to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good experience.
We are the Travel Guys, Mark, Tom, and Clayton here, and a little bit of a travel roundtable. We're talking Uber, and you two have Ubered, and I have as well. Any suggestions to listeners in regards to the use of Uber? I noticed you kind of had one there about you didn't necessarily want to do it really early in the morning.
Well, but I mean, if you take a chance that maybe there might not be a car, you know, available. If you wait for something, it's fine. If it, you know, you get on off an airplane and it doesn't matter if you have to wait 15 minutes. It might not be what you want to do, but maybe sometimes you don't have that extra 15 minutes to play with. And the fact that the taxi cab is sitting outside the door of the hotel, or that the hotel can summit it and take responsibility and have it there guaranteed for you in 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 minutes after you get out of the shower, is, I think, pretty important. So to me, Uber is another choice. And I don't think we're going to see taxi cab rates going up anytime soon. Wouldn't you say, Mr. Clayton?
Yeah, I agree. And also, likewise, I share your concern about the early morning departures. Very often, Mark or I have to be at the airport at 4 a.m. to meet a tour group that's on a 6 a.m. flight. And now we have 5:30 flights, which means we're going to have to be at the airport at 3:30 a.m.
Oh,
and
joy.
I have no security, no confidence, rather, in going to the Uber app at that hour of the morning and assuming that there are going to be a bunch of cars tootling around downtown wanting to pick me up. So Super Shuttle, which you can reserve in advance, to me is a better deal. I think Uber's next great hurdle to cross is going to be prearranged service.
Mm-hmm. Would either of you guys ever stayed in an Airbnb?
I have not either,
but a friend of mine who lives in Charleston, South Carolina, mm-hmm. her house, she participates in this program.
Uh-huh.
Now, she lives suburban, so that's a problem in a historic town where people want to be downtown.
Right.
So she lets the people use her car for free, and it's a BMW. Now, I have no idea what insurance provisions she's gone through or if she should go through. I don't know any of the details,
mm-hmm.
but the way she participates, the way mm-hmm. she plays is saying, yeah, I'm suburban, but you can use my car for free. She's met some wonderful people.
So she uses her property. She rents out her property mm-hmm. and gives them access to her car?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, that's very interesting.
And she goes to church downtown. She's very active in her church, so they can park in the church parking lot for free. So
which is a big deal in that city.
Yeah, so for her, it has really been a great thing. She's met a lot of friends. She's traveled and stayed with them in their homes, perhaps not an Airbnb, but just through the friendships that have mm-hmm. grown.
You know, after the bottom of the hour here, guys, we're going to ask our callers to call in, and we're going to give them a travel personality test. So I thought I would try this on you now, listeners.
Before you go any further,
right?
Before anybody's going to take time out of their day,
yes.
to call and participate.
Uh-huh.
What's in it for them?
Mark? Everybody who gets on the air, all 3 or 4 or 5 of you, depending on how much time we have, and gets on the air from. You'll call Luis, and he'll get you lined up. And then you'll get to take your travel personality test, and everybody wins a $25 gift card. And there's some different choices, and Luis will tell you what they are when you get in. So you have to be somebody who has traveled, preferably recently, but somebody who's a reasonably frequent traveler over the last 10 or 15 years, and that you have some opinions and thoughts, because we're going to ask you some questions. For example, gentlemen, mm-hmm. One question we're going to ask everybody who calls in is, what's your favorite hotel chain? So, Tom, I think I know yours.
Yes, you're right. Sheraton.
Sheraton. So Starwood. And Clayton, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm a Hilton man, but Drury is a better chain.
But Drury, okay. And people from the West Coast might not be familiar with Drury.
Is that Drury?
Drury.
Oh, yeah.
Drury. It's a small Midwest chain.
I can't see that. I can't look at their name and not think that it must be Drury.
Yeah.
Drury.
Excellent
value. If there is one, I'll pick it.
excellent value.
Yes.
I mean, probably for value at hotels around the country, you don't get wine and mixed drinks at night, but you get beer and wine in the evening, and you get what they call kickbacks, which is kind of snacks and stuff.
They do have mixed drinks. It's a full bar. It's not a huge bar.
Okay.
They can't make really specialty drinks.
And you get breakfast there.
Yep.
So it's kind of like the Embassy Suite, except usually it's about $50 cheaper.
Right.
Ever stayed at a Four Points by Sheraton? They're one of their smaller chains, across the street from a Drury.
Well, that's kind of like a Courtyard or a Hilton Garden Inn.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Not big, but very clean, very nice.
What's your favorite airline, guys?
Well, you know me. I'm a Southwest guy.
Okay, see, yeah. He's
And all my eggs are in the United basket.
Okay. You don't sound very happy about that.
I'm not.
What's your favorite airline?
Alaska.
Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because if you buy your tickets, right, just to get somewhere, when you get there and there's not enough and there's more space in first class, it's only $50 to upgrade.
Aha, see? Mm-hmm. There's a travel gal for you right there.
And that's free wine and beer.
Yes.
Are you, Dina, an aisle seat or a window seat person?
I'm an aisle seat now because I have two small children who love to be next to the window seat. So I give it up to them.
Tom, are you an aisle or a window seat person?
You know, I'm an aisle seat kind of guy. I like the extra right leg or left leg room that it provides where I can trip people as they
I think
go
Clayton
by.
Is a window seat guy.
Window, all the way. I like leaning onto the wall and going to
sleep. He's kind of like our friend Ben, yeah. He just wants to pull a hoodie up over his head and just go to sleep. So anyways, those are some of the questions that we're going to ask you, and then we have some other fun questions too. So if you'd like to participate, you need to call us right now at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. 921-1530 or 834-1530 on the 800 line. You have to have not won a prize from the travel guys in the last 60 days, and you have to be willing to answer some questions about your travel personality on the air. We'll be back right after Dina gives you the news on KFBK.
Hold on to me as we go.
I like that song. I really do.
It's a beautiful song.
It is. Mark Hoffman, one of the travel guys. The other travel guy is out in the hallway right now because Tom locked his keys in the car and he's calling AAA so they will come at the top of the hour and let him in so that he can go home and watch the World Series. Did you know, Mr. Clayton, today might be the last day of the baseball season?
Indeed it may.
If you are a Kansas City Royals fan, you are hoping for that. I have a bunch of family in Kansas City who are probably eagerly awaiting. They're an hour and a half away from the ballgame, and considering the Royals got very close to winning the World Series last year against the Giants, the folks in Kansas City, to say they are a little bit excited about the whole thing would truly be an understatement. It has been like 30 years, Clayton, since a Kansas City sports team won anything big like this. So,
well, I wish them all the best of luck.
There you go. Okay, so we have some contestants on the phone, Mr. Romano. And did you get a hold of the AAA people and everything's good?
I did. You know, nowadays with AAA, and probably others do too, if you call them on your smartphone, they know where you are.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You hardly even have to tell them where you are.
There
how's,
you go.
How's things going?
So we're ready to go here with our travel
ready?
Personality test. We've got four contestants on the line here, and we are going to ask them some questions, and then magically we're going to tell them what type of travel personality they are. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, or perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, so Kim in Rancho Cordova is our first contestant. Welcome, Kim.
Hi.
All right, so let's go right away here. What's your favorite hotel chain?
Hilton.
Hilton. Why do you say Hilton?
Because I love the Embassy Suites.
Okay.
Mr. Mark, may I?
Uh-huh.
Kim, your voice sounds familiar. Were you and I together in an Embassy Suites in Kentucky last week?
We were.
Oh.
Hey,
that was a particularly good Embassy Suite.
That was a nice one.
Lady, I believe this lady that you're speaking to on the phone is married, Mr. Whitehead. What's your favorite airline?
Southwest.
Why do you say Southwest?
Because I like the fact that I can always get an A boarding pass with them, and I can pick what seat I want because there's a certain seat that I want.
Are you what's the certain seat that you want?
An aisle seat.
Uh-huh. Any aisle seat, or do you have a particular one that you like?
Any aisle seat.
Any aisle seat. Okay. Let's see here. What else shall we ask her, Tom?
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite airport food, Kim?
Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Starbucks
hardly qualifies as a food, but some, you know, nowadays some people definitely would throw that in as a food.
What's the number one destination on your bucket list?
Australia.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Australia. Why do you say Australia?
Because I love koalas, and my dream is to go to Australia one day and hold a koala.
Oh, my.
That's awesome. I see. Okay, I think we have enough information here. If we can just get a little bit of the music up here in the background, just to think about this just for a second.
I don't even know how you're doing that. He's putting his hand to his forehead.
Trying to figure out the
like Karnak.
Lady's personality. Her travel person. I believe I have it. Yes, I believe I have it here.
Okay.
Kim's travel personality. Kim is a value traveler because you can tell because she likes Embassy Suites. She likes free hooch. So you can tell that right away because she picks the hotel with free hooch and she tends to drink a little bit before she gets on the plane because she likes aisle seats. So that's obviously important. She likes to go far away. As long as there's a Starbucks, she's willing to go pretty much anywhere. And she likes smelly things because she wants to hold a koala bear. And if you've ever held a koala bear, you would know that they are the smelliest thing on the planet. And there you have, Kim, your travel personality from
Thank
the
you.
Travel guys.
Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Let's move on down the road here. Isn't that amazing how that was done?
You know, koalas are not bears. They're marsupials.
Who invited him?
I don't know.
You did. Yesterday, you called.
Mary in Rockland is our next travel personality contestant. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
We're just having fun here. Does it sound like we're having fun?
Sounds great.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just kind of being
Why
a little bit...
Why should she even care?
We're being a little bit goofy here. Mary, what is your favorite airline?
Southwest.
Boy, Southwest, knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, that's it. Why do you like Southwest?
It's a good refund on your money to
use. Yeah.
When your travel plans change.
Your travel plans change. You don't get soaked for $200 like you do on the other carriers.
They have good internet fares, especially senior fares. Sometimes you can get good ones of those.
I see. Okay. What do you think of the food on board the airplane? Oh, that was a trick question. What's your favorite?
Great.
What's your favorite hotel chain, Mary?
The Intercontinental, usually Holiday Inn Express chain, part of it.
Okay, Intercontinental is the parent company of Holiday Inn, so you like Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah, mainly, but anything within that chain, I usually try to.
Anything within that chain. Okay, are you a window or an aisle person?
I'm an aisle person.
An aisle
Clayton,
person.
How about you? What do you got? Want to ask a question?
What do you think we should ask?
Oh, there's so many. Who's better looking, Tom or Mark?
I knew he would pick that one.
I'd say it's a toss up.
Ooh, that was it. That's a
yeah,
smart.
They
way.
Both have a face for radio.
How rude! Have you ever, Mary?
No
have
comment.
Have you ever Ubered or Lyfted?
No, I have not.
You have not. Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb?
No, I have not.
Would you consider it?
Probably not.
Probably not. How come? What makes you want a hotel more than somebody's house?
I like the hotel, the privacy there. I know what I'm getting into. More flexibility with making reservations, canceling them, things like that.
I see. Okay. And so, Mary, let me ask you, what's your favorite part of the Travel Guys program?
The introduction and giving all the information on what's happening now, travel information.
The travel news.
There you go. Okay. All right. Let's
well,
see.
You sure grilled her big time.
Do we think we have enough here? I think we can. I think if you give me just a second here, I can probably tell you what I think Mary's travel personality is here.
Mark is contemplating. Yes. This time he is not holding his fingers to his forehead. I don't know what that means, but he is making a kind of a strange expression with his mouth. Uh-huh. So I'm not sure what that is.
I think I've got it. Mary's travel personality. Mary wants to go upscale, but she tends to be a little bit cheap. Because she likes intercontinental hotels,
right.
But she stays in Holiday Inn Express. So at the end of the day, she flies on Southwest. She likes them because she can get her money back, and she gets cheap fares on the internet. So basically, Mary is kind of cheap when it comes to travel. She has a hard time making a decision So I wouldn't want her to be in front of me in line because she couldn't decide whether you or I were better looking, and there's an obvious choice there. And she,
oh boy.
She loves her privacy a lot. Mm-hmm. So who knows what she does behind closed doors? That's between her and the door. And she's obviously a regular Travel Guys listener. So besides being cheap, she sounds like a very nice lady. And that, Mary, that's your travel personality.
There you go. Take that with you, Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary. Let's move on to Jean here in Sacramento and see if we can decipher her travel personality. I'm kind of having fun with this. This is probably boring to the listeners, but we'll find out.
By the way, just in case you just happened across this radio program, we are the Travel Guys every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it's usually not this strange, but... anyway, on we go.
Hi, Jean. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi, Mark. I'm listening, and I'm not bored.
Okay. Ooh, she's already kissing up to the host.
Yes,
that's,
I believe
that's
so.
That's a good thing.
Make a note.
That's exactly. What's your favorite hotel chain, Jean?
When I'm feeling upscale, Starwoods, where I'm a member, but I like the Hiltons because of the wide range, from the luxurious towers to the Homewood Suites.
Uh-huh. Another one of these people who can't make up their mind, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite airline, Jean?
Southwest.
Wow. That's just, it's amazing to me that all of these folks, and why do you say that?
Because of their customer orientation. On a recent trip, the flight I had a reservation on was delayed, and they moved me to an earlier flight with no extra charge.
Jean, what's the most important thing to you when you check into a hotel room? Not the hotel... Or the location or anything, but when you go into the room, what's the most important thing?
The appearance of cleanliness. Cleanliness.
Okay, that's valid. Tom, Clayton?
Okay. Is Jean, is that right?
Yeah, Jean.
Yes.
Jean, what are you doing right now? I mean, like, what were you doing right before you called?
Listening to the program from an easy chair.
Okay,
I like that.
That's good.
Jean, what's your biggest pet peeve when it comes to travel?
Delays.
Mm. Delays, like what kind of delay? Any kind of delay?
Flight delays, when my room is not ready in a hotel. Those are the two major delays that are my pet peeve.
What's the number one destination on your bucket list?
Belgium.
Belgium?
Belgium.
Why Belgium?
Chocolate and lace.
Chocolate and lace. Okay, I think we've got enough to go on here, guys. If I have a moment, I think I can.
Okay, let's
decipher.
Let's plagiarize this piece of music for
Jean's,
a moment.
Jean's travel personality.
Well, Mark again has put his hand to his forehead.
This is a tougher one here. This is a tougher
Clayton
one.
Clayton okay, is.
I think I've got.
Also
I,
putting his hand to his forehead.
I think I've got it here. Well, Clayton was channeling me there, I think, probably what was happening. Well, here we have a lady once again who, as we said, has a little trouble making up her mind because she likes the Hampton Inn sometimes when she's kind of on the cheap, but she longs for the days of going to the Starwood hotels because they're nicer. But then she got there on Southwest, so she's obviously a lady who has a lot of conflict in her life. She could stay with Howie Mandel because she likes cleanliness.
There you go.
And Howie's a germ freak. So.
Right. Do you knuckle bump?
So, do you shake hands, Jean?
Definitely. I even hug.
Oh my goodness.
God.
And,
yeah.
and she doesn't like delays. So she's a lady. She's a bottom line person. She wants it when she gets there. She expects it to be ready for her because she wants to spend her time relaxing in an easy chair.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to spend her time standing in line behind you. She wants to be in the easy chair with a lace on both arms and a big box of Belgian chocolate in her lap. And that is your travel personality, Jean.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, you are so welcome. And one more here, and then we'll get on with
okay,
this.
Okay, you're going to get time for one
probably
more.
Probably a segment that doesn't ever come back again. Carolyn in Sacramento. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Tell us, Carolyn, what's your favorite airline?
Hawaiian.
Ah.
Oh,
there you are.
Different.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hawaiian, because when you see, if you're like me, when you go to the airport in the morning and you see that plane sitting out there with the Hawaiian with a lei on its tail and stuff like that, and you're thinking, oh, I wish that was my airplane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. What's your favorite hotel chain?
Well, I like Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
Mark will be staying at tomorrow night.
You like Embassy Suites because it's because of the free hooch and the breakfast and the.
You got it.
Yeah.
But hooch. Also, the Melia chain, Clayton, that we were in London.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty nice, too.
Melia is a very strong European chain. I've used them in a number of major cities over the pond.
And that's pretty nice as well.
Okay, Carolyn, I need to ask you a very important question here.
Okay.
What is the Mile High Club?
Something I'm not a member of.
Good answer.
Have you ever Ubered or Lyfted?
I have not.
You have not?
No.
So, would you...
Does that have anything to do with the Mile High Club?
Uber. Well, I could.
not a member. I'm scratch. What's your favorite airport food?
Well, I like... You know, normally we're at the airport at 6 in the morning, so I don't really get food except for Starbucks stuff. But when we are at layovers, it's fun to get something that's regional.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, well, a five-hour delay in Seattle, we had seafood and... You know, so just whatever is good for that part of the region.
Okay. So what's the most important thing to you when you check into a hotel room, Carolyn?
Well, cleanliness, like was mentioned before.
Cleanliness, okay.
And I like to have a Keurig coffee maker.
A Keurig coffee maker.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
And you have one at home, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So when you travel, do you tend to stay in hotels or with friends when you travel?
Hotels.
Okay. All right. I think we've got enough information here, Tom. If I can just get a moment here to concentrate.
He's concentrating. His head is going to explode if he concentrates anymore.
I'm a little put off that nobody mentioned my favorite airport food.
Which one's that?
Scotland's great restaurant, McDonald's.
Okay. Scotland's great.
Famous French restaurant, Jacques in the Box. Okay. I think we've got Carolyn's travel personality here. Carolyn is obviously a lady of great luxury. She wants to go to Hawaii. She only stays at Embassy Suites. She only stays in places that are clean. She wants a modern coffee maker. She wants upscale food and beverage. She doesn't stay with friends when she travels. She stays in hotel. Carolyn is probably fairly broke at this point in her life because she spent all of her money on all of these wonderful things down the road. She doesn't really step outside the box much, though, because she's never Ubered or Lyfted or Mile High. So, you know, I'm thinking she's led a fairly sheltered life. And that, Carolyn, is your travel personality.
Why, thank you.
Well, you are most welcome. And Mr. Thomas, it was nice of you to play along there.
That was good stuff. You know, all these people, not only that, they all got a gift card. And normally Mark charges for this kind of service, doesn't he, Clayton?
Yes.
Well, just have a little fun out there. Okay, when we come back from the break.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
The adult segment of the program. We're going to talk about taking sex toys through the airport, and of course, how to join the Mile High Club. So, Carolyn, stay tuned because you'll be able to pick up on this. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Welcome. We are the Travel Guys every Sunday, 3 to 4, here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. Across the way, Clayton Whitehead. I have no idea where this is
here.
Going.
Well, you listen,
Dina, are you sure you want to be a part of this?
This is called.
I'm here. I'm ready to do the news, but I'm ready to entertain right before.
This is called Save the Best for Last. This
okay,
is part
we're
of the show
the best
where
for last.
We talk about things that wouldn't maybe fit in other parts of the program. Like, for example, I saw this article today, Tom, when I was browsing through the different travel feeds that I get. How to smuggle sex toys through the airport.
All right. How's that working
this
for
was
you?
On, this was on Flyer Talk, which is a very well-respected, it just says, sometimes, this is a question, says, sometimes besides worldly pursuits, I enjoy the carnal. Sometimes I even like to, well, never mind. I don't want TSA getting their panties in a twist over my playthings. Any tips for a person who likes to bring an adult toy in their carry-on to, well, never mind. Let's not go there either. But anyway, for tips.
Is there anything we can actually talk about?
Well, I'm thinking as we get through this, probably not, that won't get you fired. Yes, Dina, what?
I'm raising my hand frantically. Well, be sure you take out the batteries because those are things that are easy to switch on. And if something in your suitcase switches it on, you're going to have TSA surrounding you and your bag to see where the buzz is coming from.
Is this based on personal experience or? Never mind.
Go quiet.
Yeah, and you also have to be careful with liquids, gels, and pastes.
And it mentions here in this answer, it says, remember the liquid contents of all lube tubes and lifelike silicone body parts are limited to 3.4 ounces. If you're into the hardcore stuff, keep in mind that all sharp objects must be packed in your checked luggage. Whips, paddles, and ticklers are okay to carry on unless there's a spiky ball at one end, in which case I would encourage you to pack it in a check bag. That is actually what it says on this answer here. I did not make that up. So remove the batteries,
but
obviously.
Because you really need those items on the plane.
Well, you will for the next thing we're going to talk about.
Well, possibly.
That's true, because the next thing here is
so did we come to a conclusion here?
Well, yes, we did. Take the batteries out.
So it's not about trying to smuggle anything through. I mean,
it says right here that whips, paddles, and ticklers are okay to carry on unless there's a spiky ball at one end.
There you go.
That's officially not smuggling.
So there you go. That's officially not. And it's just I guess if the TSA people, why would you like to be the TSA guy who has to go into a bag that for some reason hasn't cleared, and now you find all of this stuff? Yes, Dina.
Hope you have gloves on.
There you go. That's why they wear gloves. You never
all
know
right.
what you're going to
listen here. Join the Mile High Club. Now, do you know what the Mile High Club? Yes, Mr. Thomas.
No, I'm just saying we have three minutes
only
left.
We have 3 minutes.
That's why I'm holding up.
Last
my
time this
three
program
fingers.
Will ever be heard on KFBK. The Mile High Club, as some people know, that's for people who have.
They've had sexual relationships while on an airplane a mile or more above the ground. Yeah, I think.
Thank you for that description there.
I can handle some adult
content. I knew there was a reason that we kept you here. Anyway, now there is a new app coming out called Lounger. And Lounger is going to help you find, when you're in the airport lounge, help you find the other person who's in the airport lounge.
A hookup.
Who, thank you. See, you acted like you didn't know anything about any of this stuff earlier.
Yeah, well.
And so why am I looking at Dina for all of this? How come she's become the expert all of a sudden? Anyways, this, and Clayton, you went online, did you not?
I did, using my Sports Leisure Vacations provided iPhone on company time and signal. I went online and did copious research.
I see.
So all the information is at loungerapp.com.
Uh-huh.
And what did we discover? That
they somehow ride on Facebook. So that's how you connect with people is through a Facebook interface.
Okay.
And there's also a YouTube video that you can watch that kind of shows it in action.
So if you were lonely in the airport, perhaps you'd missed the last flight of the night. You were going to be sleeping overnight in the airport. You might be able to find out who else was sleeping overnight in the airport, and you could.
But then it wouldn't be Mile High unless you were in Denver.
Oh,
no. Did we determine that the app is not active as of yet?
I could not find it at the app store.
Okay. It isn't.
With my copious research.
So you can't yet.
Not just regular research. But
you can't yet do this. Yeah. And as Dina has pointed out, why would you need all of that stuff?
Well, you might want to hope that at least one of you put it in your carry-on and not the stowaway luggage, right?
Yeah.
Because what's the point of meeting in the airport?
That's true.
If you don't have everything that you brought with you. Exactly. Thank you, Dina. The news will be coming up soon here in just a moment, right after we are fired. The winner, the Sports Leisure Travel Card winner. Remember last week
we
went off the air.
You're going to actually get it in the program.
We had to ask Dina
this time
to put it in.
Do it.
And the lady didn't call in whose name we called. So next week we are going to call her again along with another name and give her an opportunity to call in legitimately because if she was listening and she switched off the program, she wouldn't have known. Anyway, our winner this week, $200 travel card from Sports Leisure Vacations, is Barbara Lamb. Barbara, if you are listening to the program, all you need to do is call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday and you will win a $200 travel card. Mr. Romano, what are you doing this week?
This week, for the next several days, I'm helping my daughter move. One of my favorite things of all time is moving.
Moving.
So
I'm
anyway,
off to Disneyland with a whole group of people.
You're off to Disneyland. We can hardly wait for next week. We'll talk about that trip.
We will talk about Disneyland. So
Clayton,
the happiest place
for joining
on earth.
Us.
Always a pleasure.
Dina. Thank you, Dina. We're the travel guys. We'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock, and things will be back to normal. The news is next.
Bye now.
The traveler is always. News Radio, KFBK Sacramento.